right now I want to talk about you and being susceptible to all those ads that are running heavy rotation for the next 2 to 3 weeks from all those fitness centers trying to get you to sign those lousy, stinking, rotten gym contracts. Don't do it. Don't do it. You know, if you want to join a gym, fitness center, whatever, that bills month to month, fine. Don't ever join one that tries to get you to sign for years to come, because they just look at you as a walking checkbook. And, you know, with the contract gyms, their whole deal is they don't want you to work out, because they sell far more memberships than there's actually any room for at the fitness center. They're just trying to get you to sign that thing. And most people, gosh, it's terrible to say, most people stop working out within 6 weeks of when they join a gym. But then you're stuck paying for typically 3 years for something you don't even use. I lift weights at our neighborhood YMCA, and it's like a joke among the regulars that when January comes, you can't find parking. But by March 1st, the parking's available again because people are trying to get fit. And somehow you think in your mind that if you sign this gym contract, that it then is a contract with yourself that you'll really work out. The truth, you don't need to spend money to become fit. Do you know there's this movement that is spread all over the country called Parkrun, parkrun.us? And there are these free running groups that assemble in a lot of cities every single day. And they meet in parks and stuff like that. And y'all kind of encourage each other, push each other along. And it doesn't matter if you can't walk 100 yards, you can go and get started, because it's all about the group getting each other, getting everybody in the spirit of becoming fit and pulling each other along. And I love that. But if there's no park run, organized run where you are, there are free running groups all over the country. So if you just put in on whatever search engine you like, Google or whatever, free running group, your city name, you're likely to find several choices. But it's not just about running. There's so many things you can do. Back in November, I talked about the minute rule. I did the minute rule back when I was a teenager. I had become very unfit and was overweight as a teenager. And I was a cigarette smoker too. I mean, I was doing everything wrong for my body. And I did the minute rule, which is the first day I got out and ran 1 minute. The next day I ran 2 minutes. I ran every day, rain or shine. Next day, 3 minutes and four and five. And within a year, I was doing long distance running. But I built up a minute a day. I built up endurance and I built a habit. And what it cost me was the cost of my shoes. Because I already pay taxes for the street, right? Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ondemand.